Tom Ceratore has been salty after games in the past. That's his passion for the game, and when and how he hates to lose. Now, a lot of coaches and players stress how much they hate to lose no matter what. Coach Ceratore doesn't hate to lose. If the Beavers play well and still lose, he's perfectly fine with that game. When they don't play well and they take a period or a shift off, then yeah, he hates to lose. Minnesota State had gone 1-for-10 on the power play coming into last night, and then they scored on their first two chances. Down 2-0, the coach not happy.
Again, we shot ourselves in the foot. Two power play goals, a 4-on-4 goal, two breakdowns at the end of the second period. You know, that doesn't make me too happy.
Down 3-1, Ethan Somoza single-handedly got the Beavers back into it.
Cleared but not out, held there by Wyandotte on blue line middle. Pushes to the right wall, it's picked up by Vold of the Beavers. To Alex Adams into the offensive zone for Harris. Three on the backside with a shot. The rebound off of Dryden McKay. Somoza with the initial shot. Alex Adams goes driving to the net for the rebound. He taps it in. The Beavers have cut it 3-2. To go, second period. Maverick still with it. Smolik, top of the left circle, shot deflects. Driscoll got a piece of it. Cleared out to Eric Martin. Launched ahead. Here comes Somoza. Shoot, scores! Ethan Somoza got the breakaway and he buries it past Dryden McKay. And Ethan Somoza has just tied up the game.
Another breakdown, and MSU had the game won.
You know what, Schultz? I'm not into it right now. We have a 3-3 game with 3.5 to go in the second period. And you know what, the two goals at the end right there, I mean, self-inflicted. We could have locked down, went into the third period, 3-3. And yeah, as much as it was a pretty good third period, again, we shot ourselves in the foot.
Coach Ceratore, like all coaches, demands perfection. You demand perfection, but accept everyone doing their 1/6 of the job, of the task at hand. This is the Beavers' 784th game in the D1 era. Of the previous 783, how many perfect games have they played? None. How many times have they played their 1/6 better than their opponent did? I don't know the number, but I'll go out on a limb and say 341, the same number of games that they've won since 2000. Don't take a period off, don't take a shift off. And let's see if that number can move to 342 wins since 2000. Our pregame show next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.